Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I am Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Psalm 48, verse 14. I guess one could not ask for a better guide in this earthly sojourn. But God does not guide anyone unless they choose to have a personal relationship with Him. Does He appear to be distant from you, though you pray, sing and worship Him? Try having a personal relationship with Him, like a father and son or father and daughter. The Bible says that to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. As a child of God, you have the privilege to ask Him to guide you in every aspect of your life. You will be guided by the Holy Spirit, who is always in you and with you, after you become a child of God. After liberating the Israelites from Egyptian bondage, God Almighty chose to be with them. The Bible says, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to guide them, to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Exodus chapter 13 verse 21. The same thing is mentioned in the book of Nehemiah. Because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the desert. By day the pillar of cloud did not cease to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 19. God has great compassion on you because you are His child. Whenever you call out Father, He is there to hear you. For you did not receive the spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. The psalmist Asaph sums up this matter in a wonderful way. That I am always with you, you hold me by my right hand, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Psalm 73 verses 23-24. Yes, we too as children of God can emphatically say, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Psalm 48 verse 14. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.